thanks for your company. As the Prime Minister flies to Washington, D.C. for talks on regional security after last week's groundbreaking deal with the US and UK, back at home, the political fallout involving his former Attorney General continues to smoulder. A day after Christian Porter resigned from Cabinet for accepting money from an anonymous source to help pay his legal bills, the acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, who made his own political comeback in recent months, has insisted Mr. Porter's done nothing illegal and could also return to the ministry in the future. But the opposition's demanding Mr. Porter reveal the source of the funds or give the money back, as a global integrity group questions how it can be acceptable for any politician to accept money from hidden sources. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Christian Porter's career has taken an almighty tumble. After a torrid year, he's out of cabinet. But the thud of landing on the backbench may not be the end of the matter.
This is not over.
Labor's Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus.
It is no more acceptable for a Member of Parliament to keep a donation secret than it is for a minister to keep a donation secret.
Christian Porter accepted an undisclosed amount of money from an unknown source or sources via what he described as a blind trust to help pay his legal fees. They were incurred by his decision to sue the ABC following a story about a historical rape allegation that had been made against an unnamed minister. Mr. Porter revealed himself as the subject of the allegations, but strenuously and repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. He was shifted from Attorney General to Industry Minister after he initiated the defamation case, and now he has had to resign from Cabinet because he wasn't willing to expose his financial benefactors. With Scott Morrison now overseas, acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says the matter has been dealt with.
Yep, it's had a bad day at the wicket. There's no doubt about that. And that issue has been dealt with. He has stepped down from the cabinet. He has done nothing illegal. If he had, it wouldn't be the circumstances of the Prime Minister that would be dealing with it. It'd be the police. And he hasn't done anything illegal, so it's up to the people of Pierce.
Criminality is not the applicable standard. All MPs, backbench or frontbench, are obliged to publicly record any financial conflicts, either real or potential, on the register of members' interests. Everything from a free membership to a footy club to income a spouse receives from shares. The CEO of Transparency International Australia, Serena Lillywhite, says there's no ambiguity. Mr. Porter must reveal who is giving him money.
And it does set a very dangerous precedent that really could result in even higher levels of undue influence being exerted by special interest groups. And whilst, you know, Christian Porter might no longer be a minister, nonetheless, he is a member of parliament and he is able to wield influence and be influenced even from the backbench.
The fact the source of the money is obscured by a trust is particularly concerning for Transparency International Australia.
Using a trust to gift this money really suggests that opaqueness and a veil of secrecy was considered important, and that really, you know, raises questions as to why that was considered a necessary form of funneling the money.
Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce knows a thing or two about falling from grace and knows what's immediately in store for Mr. Porter.
You'll go over to the corridor of the nearly dead over there, stare at the comm cars coming in and out. You'll have a bit of time on your hands.
The corridor of the nearly dead is a somewhat unkind reference to having to move office from the ministerial wing of parliament to one of the outer corridors with the other backbenchers, where you're geographically and metaphorically closer to the roadway outside than the Prime Minister's office. Mr. Joyce's career has been resurrected from the corridor of the nearly dead, and he thinks Mr. Porter's can be too.
I believe he should be given another chance at some future time in a senior role.
And now we have Mr. Joyce, who resigned in disgrace but has returned, saying that Mr. Porter, who has also resigned in disgrace, might return to the cabinet one day. If ever you wanted a better demonstration of a government with no standards, it's that statement this morning by the acting Prime Minister.
Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus ending that report by Melissa Clark.